Something About You with Extra, Season 8, Episode 21. Today's topic is Surveillance Target is You. Megan McCain came back to the Zoo today. One of her major or her one of the things she stated today was she said, "We will not surrender." And if you are a surveillance target, you might want to pick up those words too of not surrendering and deciding to stand against definitely the abuse that you're facing only because of the greed of a few. I'm sure that Kavanaugh's arrest, there are hundreds actually of people arrested during this Supreme Court confirmation of Kavanaugh. That tells you a lot about how people have decided to stand up today and not just to be complacent and sitting there and do nothing. People want to know how to defend themselves, to protect themselves against those who are doing things that are unjust or not right, or just to bully people because they're able to do so. Just because people want power and they're greedy don't mean we have to relent and give them what is ours. We have to stand. We have to say, I'm not going to just stand for this nonsense. I'm not going to just stand be pulled on me. But a lot of times when people are become surveillance targets, they don't even know why. They don't even know whom. They don't even know what's going on. And if you've been in a car accident, you're hurting. You're going through a lot of distress. You're sick maybe even. All these things have an impact on your life. So why would anyone want to make a surveillance target of you? Isn't that the question? Do you perhaps have an antenna on the corner pole near where you live? That'll be a clue, right? When they put an antenna up, somebody is doing surveillance on you. Will law enforcement tell you the truth? Are they a part of it? No, right? Because they're working for who, probably? I would suspect the insurance companies. The insurance companies that don't want to do what? Pay you. Why don't you then want to pay your benefits? Because they'd rather keep it themselves or give it to their investors. And guess what? Most of the people who are involved in these collisions are what? Low income, poor, middle income with very few resources. You remember today, most of Americans are still just one paycheck away from being outdoors, right? People haven't saved. They say Americans don't even have, the average person doesn't even have $400 in savings. And they don't have enough for a single emergency or crisis. So imagine someone making you to be a target, you. Imagine that. With all the things going on, it's in your physical body and now attaching things to your mind. What are you going to do? What I would recommend is learn all you can about them. Because if they're out there harassing you, you can also watch them too. You can find places in which they do have outings with their families and friends. Typically, these types of people, they hang out together because they're bothering and bullying people. And they don't want to be caught alone because they come across someone who doesn't really appreciate it. And to my surprise, I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't appreciate their abuse, their intimidation, their harassment. But I'm not as concerned about them. They've made their choices to be bullied. They've made their choices for greed. They've made their choices for power. But what about you? What choices have you made? Have you decided to stand? I hope so. And if you need some support, please come to extraquiethelp.com because you're needed. Your voice matters. And how you are treated matters by insurance companies, employers, Social Security, long-term disability, anyone who's actually trying to make a buck off of you and make your life worse for it. All right, I also need to mention that October is Car Accident Awareness Month. And believe me, there's a lot to learn when you're involved in a collision to deal with a lot of the problems that go along with that. fact, I want to give my condolences to the people who were killed outside of New York, the 20 people in the limousine. I think most of us have heard about it. But even locally, you don't have to go to from another state if you don't live in New York. Up here in Everett, there was an accident, and there's been multiple fires. All of these things impact average day people who need help. Because most times, insurance companies don't want to pay you. And who works with them a lot? Law enforcement. Why? Why? Well, law enforcement is supposed to be for the people to protect them. See why they're on the wrong side. Why? Because somebody has to do a lot of the things, right? Isn't that sad? We don't have to go back in our history very far. I look at the wonderful job that Occupy was doing, and they were helping to feed people, to protect people, to move people in the right way. Who sprayed them with mace? Who kicked them off the street? Right? Power. But who actually did it? Law enforcement. They were the ones out there causing the chaos. What happened this weekend? And I was saying, how many people were out there saying they didn't want Kavanaugh appointed to the Supreme Court? They were arrested. The people who are often trying to do the right thing are the ones that are harmed. Why? Why would they make surveillance targets out of people? If you haven't seen, there's a movie or a show right now running on HBO, I believe, it's called U.S. versus John Lennon. And I thought it was really amazing to sit there and watch that. For the mere fact, the same thing they did to Martin Luther King, they did to Lennon. The same thing they did to Lennon, they'll do to you. Maybe it'll be the same agency. Maybe it'll be different agencies. But the strategy has always been the same. So we have to stop and think, we don't want that kind of stuff. The Patriot Act has hurt us more than we'll ever know. But they were doing this before the Patriot Act. Some people just feel that this is their country and they can do whatever they want. The only way in which we can stop them from doing that is to vote their asses out. Excuse me, children, if you're listening. I usually don't cuss very often because you never know who's listening. But they need to be put out. Hurting people just because you can is wrong. Not paying people the benefits and settlements just because you can't is wrong. Just because you can actually follow people around, eat in the same restaurant. That's another thing. I think it's a list to talk about in a few minutes. But when you're out in public and they're following you around, and there's usually a lot more of them than there are of you. This is one way in which they use their power. Maybe you have a favorite restaurant, you go there. Well, you only have maybe one or two people with you, maybe three or four or not. They're going to bring in 20, 30, 40 people. And they're going to build up that company, that little small business that that many people makes their day. As often as you go there, they'll go there. So their income will actually dramatically increase, but not because you're going, it's because they're going. And let me give you a tip from what I've seen small businesses that listen to these people. That money's not going to be there long, and you need to treat your customers, whether it's one or 100, the same. Because these people will get up and leave, and you don't have your regular customers there to actually do business with. You go into that aren't frequently as often or frequently as often or they don't have as many customers. They kind of blow their minds. They get their head twisted. Don't let these people touch your head. Man, let's twist it. And then they use them. And when they're through with them, they will discard them like they're nothing to. And I've seen businesses go, small businesses go out of business because they believe in them. They only have one mission, and that's to harass, intimidate, bully, and try to force people to act in certain ways, to people's lives just to get them to stop doing what they're doing. And what they're doing is right. If someone needs to stop something, it's them for doing the wrong thing, for being bullied, the wrong forever on that. And let me get back a little bit to some of the things I wanted to talk about here. I also wanted to mention, have you ever noticed, how do you know that those three insurance companies that have all the power? It doesn't matter. I actually went up to take a look at different newspapers. You could pick either newspapers, you could pick any major media, mainstream, whatever you like. You do not see them talking about insurance companies, especially auto insurance companies. Every once in a while, they'll say something about health insurance, but they stay away from the auto insurance. And why? In my opinion, if you go to a baseball game, a football game, what do you see? You see insurance billboards. If you actually get at a lot of notices of all the things that are going on in the community, these insurance companies are paying for it. And in my opinion, what are they paying for? They're paying for big businesses' silence of the abuse that we face. How do you think some of this involving the car accident, they go out to the internet and they're trying to find support and help for what's happened to them? Now, you don't see about any of that information out there. You see things about going to purchase insurance from this company and how great this company is, but nobody's talking about the dirty deeds they do, the deviance they create, the suffering and pain they cause to the injured. Nobody wants to talk about that. Why is that? Because too many businesses are busy taking their money. Well, I went out to take a look at the Seattle Times. I found that. I went out and looked at the Los Angeles Times. There was nothing there. I went out and looked at the New York Times. There was nothing there. Why? Because the money that these companies are putting, these insurance companies are putting into these companies, and what advertising. Ooh, that's a lot of advertising money. Can you get the truth in all that advertising money is being spent? How much of our country is owned by these insurance industries? And why? Why did we sell our souls for money? Why did we sell our souls for power? What happened to respect and dignity and concern? What happened to all of those things? They should be there. I think most of us still have it. But we gave our money to the wrong people and still are. And now we're in this, I call it, like the old folks did, a trick bag we can't get out. And why is that? Because we've given them all the money and the power. And now they've even got all three branches of government. How are we going to fight that? That Congress isn't doing anything for us. In fact, this GOP is having a field day because today thinking that they don't have to obey any of the laws. They put into the Supreme Court who they want regardless. Right? And the Democrats, we give them back it. What are they going to do in November? Are they going to forget who they are all over again? Because in my opinion, the Democrats will not even be in this bad of a position that they were doing what they were supposed to do in the first place. They were voted out because they did not have the courage and the guts to stand up to the Republicans and do the right thing. Will Republicans fight with all the money and the power they have? You betcha. I guarantee you they will on any level. But that doesn't mean when we have the millions and millions, we have so many more people. We have on either side. I don't think this is a Republican, Democrat, independent kind of thing. I think most people just want to do what's right. They want the laws. They want to be able to be, they want to be able to say, okay, I'm going to go to court today, and I know the judge I'm going to come in front of is going to be honest and fair. But they want to go down and apply for welfare for sure, that it's going to be there. They have no problems getting billions to Wall Street. That's more welfare than we'll ever know. But yet still, they take jobs, move them out of the country. You know, they stopped teaching, they took all the tech jobs and took them out of the country because they didn't want to pay anything. And now they wonder why they're getting a butt kick. we're getting our butts kicked because we have the wrong people representing us. If they were representing us in the right way, they would have a stronger level of integrity and decency, not just for what they want, but for all of America. We really do need that. So also pay attention when you see insurance companies. Why is it only the stuff that they want being promoted? Why was it doing behind closed doors? Aren't we seeing that? Okay. So surveillance target is you. Now, one of the things I wanted to mention about that when you become a surveillance target is one of the main factors that they like to use is fear. Fear against insurance targets, surveillance targets is the key. That's exactly when they want to wake you up. And they've been watching you for months before that. They may have been actually working with your finances so that you start struggling with that. Just a myriad of things that they'll do. Not only will they make it so that things will start to go wrong. Just think about it. When you were the surveillance target, you might have had problems and issues coming your way, but not every day, not all day long, not 24/7. Come on. Everybody deserves a break. That's them actually trying to actually do those things to you. The thing of it is, as far as nobody wants to believe this old surveillance target, you have to go and take a look at John Lennon, the U.S. versus John Lennon. Because it describes it in such a way that you just can't miss it. It's like, why would they even do that? They did that because he was an activist. Because you stood up for what you believe. And it was some good things. And I thought that was truly fascinating, too, because they talked about that. It says, when you're trying to do good things, you want positive things to flow, not only in your life, but the people around you, evil tries to prevail. Well, let me tell you something. I don't believe evil prevails. I think evil only prevails is if we stop fighting. And I just don't think that's going to happen. I think what Megan McCain said today, we will not surrender. Okay? The other judge said I will not relent. So there's a lot of people out here saying, no, we're not having this respect. We're going to stand and we're going to fight. And I personally believe when we all get the hang of this, it'll change. Evil will not even think about prevailing because it's not even supposed to be what the average person is. Fear prevents targets from responding accordingly, which means being your best advocate, right? If you have fear in your head, how can you be your best advocate? You ought to just take that fear to the curb. When this happens, individuals can be more easily manipulated and forced into compromising positions to be harmed. Okay, so when you begin to be fearful, insured harassers, being a surveillance target, they're trying to bring you down. They're trying to harm you. They really are. Psychologically, probably physically in some cases, if they hit you with their cards, which they can do, by the way, it's a major problem. So remember, we're not going to do the scare thing, right? We talked about that this week. We're going to have a faith in ourselves, our advocate, our God, whatever we have for our belief system. That's what we're going to do. We're going to stand tall against fear. Does that mean that we might get stung by fear? I guarantee you, most probably definitely will be. But you know what? Even higher than fear. Your belief, your standards, right? Your moral values, your compass will make a difference. So, when you're in a situation where people are trying to harm you for whatever reason, whether you're a surveillance target or some other tactic, you have to stand for yourself. And no, I can't say it'll be easy. It won't be, in particular if you're a surveillance target. But what I can tell you is that you will learn how to stand up for yourself. You will learn how to fight against it. You will learn how to teach others what you know. Because honestly, without each of us talking, it's not going to happen that easy. When I saw the things that they had done to John Lennon, and they wanted war, by the way. The people you want are people who are peaceful. These are wolves. people, okay? Most of the time, that's their whole life. From my perspective, anyway. But you can stand up for peace. In fact, I believe you have more inner strength when you stand up for good stuff. I think good is good. I think good things make a difference in life. How much joy have you gotten when you came and saw someone in despair and you helped them and you felt good about it? Okay? Some people don't. They don't want to help people in pain, suffering. They don't care about anyone but themselves or their tribe, the tribe of evil. A tribe of evil, that sounds awful. But guess what? There's tribes of good. There's tribes of love. There's tribes of hope. There's tribes of determination to make life better. And those are the ones I hope you stand for. Those are the ones that really matter. Most individuals are not used to these tactics and can fall prey psychologically to the game which put one in situations that you cannot understand. How you got, yeah, they like to play games. Well, they play games with you, I guarantee you they will. And you will look up and say, how in the world did I get there? You start backing up. Backing up. You don't want to be there, start backing up. You don't have to fall prey to the game. You can't know everything on this planet about the things that they do for someone. You'll learn as you go, I guarantee you. And you'll learn how to be your best advocate. And you'll learn how to trust your own instincts and not theirs. One of the amazing things I know is about these harassers is when they're trying to get you to drive down the wrong way, you might not be sure which way to go. They all start turning the wrong way. Let me go the wrong way. Let me get everybody the wrong way. I said, oh, heck no. God gave me a mind to use. I'm going to use it. Which way does my soul point me? What's the best thing I can do today? How can I be my best advocate? It's to go straight on up this road. Don't fall for those okie dokes. Because if you do, they'll take you down there. Believe me, there's no telling where they'll lead. It won't be where you want to go, I can guarantee you. The abuses that can be terminated on individuals who are severely traumatized are something to me. What can you do about it? You have to understand what is you and how it's going to work. They profile you, right? You know, they pay attention. You think you're talking to just a person down the street you just met. Maybe you're in the middle, you're at this office. Maybe you're getting your car repaired. Maybe you're at the movies. Many places. Maybe you're at the bar. Who knows where you are? But they will come up to you acting like just normal people, and they're just as far as from normal as you can imagine. They're not even close to being normal. And they'll ask you questions and maybe put protectors in your mind. Protect your mind. This is how you should protect your body. Because some people want to get into them and they don't want to do anything but harm. I don't want you harm. I don't want to do that. I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand and say, no, I don't want your evil. I don't want your ugliness. And I will stand, and you do too, because you are your best advocate. I don't care if you're standing against one or 1 million. You still stand. You still stand. Because if you honestly take a minute, you'll see you have to go a lot for standing. You probably have a lot more with you. The only thing, in my opinion, that is what happens is that they bring all of theirs to the forefront. And they try to bury each one of us differently. But as a group of standing and saying, we deserve to be respected, we deserve our benefits, we deserve our settlement, we deserve our medical care, right? We deserve what we've gotten. They have no right just to come take it away. Vulnerability, right? If you're a caring person, for example, and you're walking down the street, and you maybe have, you know, a couple pennies, you may not have much, you might have a lot, but you choose to share it with that person with the sign. By the way, they do actually hold up signs. So try to evaluate, are you really doing it because somebody can use it, or it's just a harasser playing you, because they will do that. But you see someone holding up a sign, and you think maybe they're hungry. You have a couple, you have a little change together, and you do. Right? Well, to them, that's a vulnerability, because they know that they can use that against you. And that's unfortunate, because I suspect there'll be a lot of people who won't get that change because of them pretending to be somebody that they're not. And then they'll also try to move you out of your comfort zone. What happens when they move you out of your comfort zone? Then they're able to get you off balance. If they get you off balance, they can set up things to try to play with you. It's hard to be your best advocate when you're off balance. So focus. Because when you focus and you say, oh, this is what I'm doing with that. They're going to profile me, trying to see what I'm about. They're trying to pull up my vulnerabilities. And they're trying to move me out of my comfort zone. I'm going to plant my feet right on some solid ground. I'm going to stick where I'm at. I'm not going to be taken away to where they want me to go, to be abused. You know, nobody wants to be abused. Okay, so let me just start at the beginning here. I'm going to read you something because I can really just go into this a lot. The first thing I want to say is, who would want to make you a surveillance target? Isn't that kind of where we all start? Where's this coming from? What's going on here?
Well, like I said, that U.S. versus John Lennon is a great example of surveillance, target surveillance, okay? It describes it so well. You can see exactly what happens to him and where it goes. Martin Luther King, I've seen a lot. The show has been hacking the phones, his hotel room, you know, just doing everything and having him followed wherever he went. And, you know, it's kind of funny because you sit and think, man, I'm not a John Lennon. I'm not a Martin Luther King. Why did everybody knew? And that's a good question. And to me, you too have gotten the attention of someone whose moral integrity compass has failed. Let me say that again. Moral integrity compass has failed. And I believe personally, many are part of a group. And added together, the mission is the money that should be going to all of the people that have been injured. That saying, American greed, in some cases, is the objective. You know, 10 years ago, no one was interested in folks to treat a disability. They thought it was all about money, it was these little things, and they were just poor, crippled people over there. They didn't care. They were just disabled people. Nobody was looking. People were off making money, having great careers. They didn't care. But then what happened? We had a stock market crash, right? The recession happened, right? The only thing they were looking at was people who had money that was stable. Maybe that didn't look so bad to them. Now, most people with disabilities, they didn't know. They were just going on living their lives as they had been all the time. They were just trying to do their best, do what they can, improve their lives, not even thinking about it. Too little money for most of those people. And they looked down on people like their security. However, after that last recession, jealousy and greed prevailed. All of a sudden, you have people talking, I don't know why I have that social security money. They didn't care about it before because it was too little money. They didn't care that people were barely surviving, barely living indoors if they were, barely getting the health care that they need if they got it. Nobody cared. Well, I don't say nobody. Because there's only some kind, generous people out there that do care and do try to help.
And most people wouldn't even take disabled people because they said Social Security, Medicare was not enough. It wasn't enough. We need more money. Why should we take care? Most Social Security people of disability couldn't even find anybody to help them. And very few. And the ones who were wearing themselves out because there were so few of them. Now, Republicans for decades have always been trying to do something with Social Security. Right? They wanted to invest it in the stock market. They crashed. We'd all be a lot broker if we invested to them. And Lord knows what the decisions they've been making now, how far down we're going to go. That's going to be a tragedy for sure. Decision was made to decrease the role of SSDI, regardless of eligibility. Now the poor and those with few resources would be attacked, and the resources to protect themselves were even fewer. So you have Social Security people with disabilities out there on the land, holding, like, you know how we saw that cat up on the tree limb, hanging on, just hanging on. Why are they just hanging on? Because all of a sudden, some people that were greedy, who actually, first of all, led us into a recession, decided they needed more money because they had blown the money they had. And even now, they're saying, oh, this market's so great. Everything's going really fun. If that was the case, why are they trying to keep on Social Security? Why are they trying to say all these fraud cases exist when they don't? Isn't that what they've been saying about voter fraud? I guess that'll come up in the next few weeks since the elections are coming up. We don't have to have our minds played with. We know the truth. We see people every single day out there struggling, just trying to hold on. Coming and allowing them to make us a target because they can, because of their greed and their power, it's not acceptable. We have to stand. And that's, by the way, why I personally believe so much in a shoot civil rights legislation, which we must get passed, whether it's state by state or on a federal level. We need to be protected. We should have legislation that protects us. And that's so that we can be taken advantage of by those who have the means to do so. Okay, so who is often responsible for intimidating and harassing you? Say it's somebody you're paying premiums with, right? So that could be your auto insurance company, your employer who is also your insurance company, or Social Security Disability, which is your insurance company. They all have private investigators to watch you and monitor you. And when they think their money's getting out there too far and they want it back, they're looking to pull it from somewhere. So you have to be careful with them, though. They will bump into you just to bully you. If you have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder from a collision, which you can have, you could be out there driving your car, you know, going granny speed, and they'll try to do things like turn into you. It looks like they're going to turn right into you and hit you and scare you, traumatize you. And why are they doing that? Only because they want to bully you. So you just stay in your right lane, you drive the right speed, you go in the right direction, and if they do something stupid, it's on them. Will they hit you? Yeah, sometimes they'll do hit you. I can vouch for that. You know, and sometimes they'll hit each other, which is a preference for me rather than them hitting us. So there's always those things going on. And that's why I've even seen when they've thrown things out of their car to try to distract you and get you to run off the road. But you just so determined whether they bring financial crisis all of a sudden. You know, it's amazing. I don't understand quite how the postal service works with this. How often do your bills don't come, or they come late? Right? Whether your information has been opened before you receive it? What's that about? Why are they bullying you? Why are they messing with your stuff? Because they can? Well, we should change that, and that's why we need issue of civil rights legislation is to shut them down. Are you with me? I want to shut them down. I want them to continue to, I want them to start treating us with respect and dignity. I don't think we need to be bullied, harassed, intimidated. And believe me, this is a long list of the things that they do. All right, well, I'm going to start off before I really know how I can get to talking. I try not to talk too much through this, but, you know, sometimes when I get going, it's hard for me to stop. But there's a, I have a blog, that's just Seattle Official Collective blog, and it says, what to do when a target, and it's at an extraseattle.com. That's another place you can go, extraseattle.com. There's hundreds of articles out there, and also you can listen to Black Talk Radio from each one of those, I think most of those are there. So you can listen to the podcast there, too. You can also listen to the podcast out on iTunes for us or talking about me with Extra, too. All right, here we go. What to do when a target. No one expects to become a target. Paul Manafort or Michael Cohen 5 years ago would think that they would have, if they would not have thought this day would come, when they would be targets of an investigation for the world to see. We cannot predict when life will take us to pass, yet being prepared for whatever comes one's way is the best survival tool, especially if you become a surveillance target. Because they're already ready to come and bully you
well before you even know that they're there. This is also true
when arrests happen. The day before might be your best day of your life. I think of those people that were just killed in that limousine. They were having good, it was a birthday party. They were having a good time. They had a limousine where their relatives said to be safe so they could be real party animals and try to be still struck. Sometimes you cannot predict life, but you always got to stay in the midst of whatever is going on. This is also true when a car wreck happens. The day before may be the best day of your life, and the next one the worst. Oftentimes, traffic and car accidents take time physically when in pain and suffering is screaming out from the parts of your anatomy unrecognized until hurt. That means, you know, you don't know pain sometimes until you really get injured. Or when your mind is back to 2 days before the car collision and wants to function normally, yet on this day it has no longer possible. When your body and your mind are at a total disagreement, your body says, hold up, I can't move, stop. Your mind says, oh, heck no, I want to live. I don't want to be disabled. It's more than life than me being disabled. That's dysfunctional while scrambling to figure out what's up and down. A new set of problems come into play. Support and advocacy by those who promise to protect and assist act more like adversaries than those providing assistance. So you think, oh, I've done everything. I've got the insurance premiums paid up. I'm going to be okay. But is that really true? Not when they make you a surveillance target so they don't have to pay. It says, let me go back. Support and advocacy by those who promise to protect and assist act more as adversaries than those providing assistance. A lost thinking feeling may prevail when realizing you become their target instead of hustle truth. You're so disappointed and it's so discouraging. But you have to get over that and be your best advocate. Stay in front of it. Stay fighting. Stay on your feet. Get your boxing gloves on. You may not be able to box. How much pain is. But you can still have them on and it'll prepare your mind to say, I'm going to fight this. Okay, so a lost drinking feeling may prevail when realizing you have become their target instead of customer. What can you do when a target? Decide to be a fast learner, right? And now you have help out there. Just go out to extraseattlehelp.com or extraseattle.com. You'll find lots of information to help you. You don't have to walk this street alone. There's a lot of help out there. In 7 years, there's a lot of documentation. You can also go to Twitter. You can go to Extra Seattle. harassment, that you're in a throes of being somebody's target, you can see what they do. You can learn how to respond. You can fight. You can't fight, whether you're well or you're sick or you're hurt. You can fight. You have to fight. In fact, we all have to fight together. Will you fight with me? Go out and subscribe right now to extraparentshelp.com. I need you. I need you to help to get insurance civil rights legislation passed. Otherwise, a lot of the things that keep being done to people involved in collusion will continue. They've been going on for decades. The issue is a lot of people won't stand up and say what's been going on to them. I need you to stand up and say what's happened. Are they bullying you right now today, harassing you? Don't give up. Don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. You can stand, because when we all stand together, we can make progress and change it. So that when your kids come up or your family members hurt, they won't go through what you have done. But it takes us all being willing to stand up to the nonsense that you're doing to us to stop it. All right, I'm going to go back here. It says, what can you do when a target can try to be a fast learner? Choose to believe in you and design a mission to get through the struggles first. So I want to go back this a little bit. But it says, choose to believe in you and decide a mission to get through the struggle facing. And what I'd like to say about that is recognize where you are struggling. Be honest with yourself. When you're honest with yourself and you see what's going on, you can choose to do things to your best of ability to make it better. Sometimes you'll have everything you need. Sometimes you won't have a thing of what you need. And maybe you'll have to see if you can find it, and sometimes maybe you'll have to do it without. But I guarantee you one thing, you will make it through. We all do. But it's very traumatic. Very traumatic when you're having to go through these and you don't have anywhere to turn. So always remember, you have a place to turn. ExtraCarWreckHelp.com. ExtraCarWreckHelp.com. Because I'm listening. Okay, then I go on. It says, times of attacks will come. It says, first realize you've been profiled and tracked in hopes of providing information that will help the case of the insurance companies, employers, long-term disability, Social Security, not to pay you. These organizations will also use the police a lot, but don't think the police are not involved because they are. And they use people who are not legal, in my opinion, to do some of the things that are done to you. But that's the things that have been done, that's a story for a bit. All right. Let me go on here. So first realize you've been profiled and tracked in hopes of providing information that will help the case of the insurance company, employers, long-term disability, Social Security disability, not pay insurance claims. These organizations have been at this for years or decades, while people involved in car accident claims to start out clueless. So don't feel bad that you don't have a clue. None of us do. This is okay. Everyone must start from somewhere. Keep in mind, are insurance agendas placed in your path? They were placed in there. You might stumble over them from time to time, but you just keep moving. Buckling under the pressure will create an opening to hurt claim and personal quality of life. Okay, let's see. Buckling under pressure will create an opening to hurt claim and personal quality of life. Often, Social Security employers' insurance strategies may get intense in order to eliminate claim. Don't get to the point where you say, oh, I can't take this no more. No, put it back on them. If they're doing something to you, tell us. Write it in the hashtag Estrus Radio Show. Tell us. You would be surprised if a few million people talking can change. Don't believe it? Take a look at it. I just really like that movie with John Lennon. You have to go watch it because it shows how when things are being done unjustly, how he wrote a song, how someone was released from jail because of the work that not only he did, but a lot of people doing work in different ways. So it's just important to know that just because somebody tries to put you under pressure, you don't have to. Remember, that's the pressure they're creating. You're not creating that pressure. Right? You might have to do something because of what they've done. You might have to stand up and say something about what they've done. So that will help you to release the pressure. Release the pressure. Remember, it's not you who causes chaos. It's them. Target is you. You did not create yourself to be grateful in it. I am the one. Therefore, do not follow their directions. Always your own, right? Let's say that again. That's so important. Do not follow their directions. Always follow your own. Create your own intensity by sharing what they've done to you and how you've been harmed, and by deciding not to give up regardless of the physical, emotional, financial abuse they often inflict. Let me say that. That is just like adding more so to a target view. Create your own intensity by sharing what you have done, what they have done to you. Create your own intensity by sharing what they have done to you, how they've harmed you, and by deciding not to give up, regardless of the physical, emotional, financial abuse they often inflict. When you develop your own strategy to endure bullying practices, and they are bullying, believe me, and decide to come up with ideas how to get through the hurdles, you will make it through whatever is thrown your way, okay? So just don't give up. Think about it. Use your mind. And there's ideas out there. Like I said, go out to extracolorcup.com. I'm here for you. I care about you. I care about changing and so what we have in truth for the right legislation to make life better. It's got to be. Trust and believe in you. And that's one of the things that they try to do with the fear, is they try to make it so that you don't trust and believe in you. But when you trust and you believe in you, that's power. And that's the power you need. Make it clear in your own mind that fighting and advocating for self based upon refusing to be bullied. You hear that? We just refuse to be bullied, point blank. Secondly, by knowing some of the actions taken in order to cause chaos, what you took to get you off balance, recognize these target tactics that they use upon you. So there's about 16 of them here. I'll try not to. I would love to talk on each one of them, but I know how time is getting close. Number one, strangers are constantly coming up to you and asking you personal questions. Number two, whenever in public, you are being followed. Number three, you are seeing the same people over and over again. Number four, you are seeing the same license plates every 3 days. Number five, public harassment and intimidation begin. Number six, your vehicle has been opened after being locked. And also look for the GPS because they have it on your car. Excuse me. Number seven, surveillance equipment is often jammed by harassers not wanting to be seen. And so sometimes your phone, you can't get to it. Sometimes your laptop, your TV. I mean, the list is endless on the equipment that they will use in order to meet their objective. Number eight, the locks on your residence don't seem to keep them out. Notice things missing in the wrong place, been gone for several months, then come back in a couple months, then left to let you know they've been in there. That's right, they tag you as a surveillance target. Number nine, law enforcement begins to harass and intimidate. Right? Somehow they're always seeming to be in the mix of things that aren't good. And perhaps when we look back and should after and sure to the right legislation is passed, it'll be day two again. We'll be on the wrong side. Number 10, suddenly you receive financial notices. All of a sudden, your bank statements seem, your payments aren't in the order they should be. In other words, you know, for years you've been getting bills on a certain date. Now they're not coming, or they're early, or they're late. And constantly it seems like all of a sudden your accounting balance is never on, it's always off. Right? That may not be by accident. So, let's see, number 11, you are being followed into doctor's offices. Number 12, vehicles are passing your residence every 30 minutes. Number 13, new people are in the neighborhood walking past residents. Number 14, reckless driving almost causes collisions or does cause collisions. Number 15, laptop, cell phone, television face constant hacking. Favorite one, it says, this is a long, long list of tactics telling you that it's just the start of some of the things they do. This is why you must make the decision to do what is in your best interest. Advocate for yourself. And why? Because, like, Patty Murray, which is our senator for Washington State, or Governor Jay Inslee, or the insurance commissioner, Schreiber, or AG of AGOWA of Washington, they're doing the mix. They're not there because they don't want to be, because they're aligning with the people of power. And that's why you have to be careful who you elect, even in the state, because they may not actually help with the advocacy of the people in the state. But advocate for yourself. Right? This is why you must make the decision to do what is in your best interest. Advocate for yourself. Their numbers may be large, but you will always be able to choose a course of action that provides healing, support, advocacy for your goals. And I've got to say that one time, because if you take nothing else from this of being a surveillance target, you have to remember to be that the important thing for you to do is to heal, support, and advocacy for your goals. Okay? Providing healing, support, and advocacy for your goals. You have to stay on track with the person as far as just being bullied, so true. You've got to do that. That's what's really important. You've got to find a fight. Just because they made a decision on how they're going to react, it doesn't mean you have to react that. So I hope you'll take the time to think about, with your surveillance target, how you want to protect yourself, the things you want to do with your daily activities, because they'll try to block everything you want to do. You go to a restaurant, they'll try to make it so that the restaurant doesn't bring you food in a timely manner. You got to get your car worked on, they'll probably treat you there much later than they need to. I mean, the list isn't endless. Whatever they can come up with to try to make it difficult, they will. They'll even go and then watch and see what you actually purchase at the store. So that if they can make sure that they'll try to make sure that it's not available when you need it, if they can. How can they do all these things? Because a lot of times they have their own people in these businesses. Even in different states, chances are you know that they're not there with them or not there to service you as a customer. So who are you paying insurance premiums to? The auto insurance, employer ERISA, Social Security Disability? Any of these companies can make you a surveillance type. Why? Because they don't want to pay out insurance claims to policyholders. To me, that's the bottom line. This information is used to deny claims. So there's your answer. Why are you an insurance surveillance target? Because somebody's trying to stop you from achieving a goal. And it's a goal that was promised to you way before you were injured. So you just keep the faith, your faith. Is with it in yourself, in your boss, in your hospital. That's what it's really saying. And, right, recognize you didn't start this, but you're going to stay in it till the end, until your goals are accomplished. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you had a great day. Remember, this whole week, this is what we're going to talk about, and believe me, after 7 years, there's a lot of stuff out there for being a surveillance target. So you enjoy your day. Stay happy and keep moving forward. Thanks for being here. And I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.